Hi, Ken Penzorn here, filling in for the world's worst DJ. I always like to say I have a face for radio. And then there's Murph, the world's worst DJ. The dictionary describes the word worst of poor quality or lower standard. Check Murph. A more serious or unpleasant event, this definitely checks Murph. I pity the listeners who have to each morning begin their day and listen to the world's worst DJ, not to mention our poor guests, who get to see Murph in action. They're thinking, boy, this is going to be so much fun. We get to watch a professional DJ. But then they witness in person the world's worst DJ, getting texts from their friends saying, hey, you might want to let Murph know to turn the mic on. Or, is this how it's supposed to sound? You talking with news in the background? Then they come to realize, is this real? Is this a bad dream? No, I truly am seeing live in action the world's worst DJ. Seriously, Murph. Thanks for allowing me the platform to have some fun with you, and congratulations on following your dream and passion and celebrating owning WRJC for 12 years and counting. As Murph would say, way to go.
We thought April Fool's Day came early when we saw Murph missing. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report. The world's worst DJ must have finally decided to take up milking cows instead of butchering the radio.
Hi, this is Jenny Hageman, worked at WRJC from 2013 to 2017. Working for Jim was a blast, but Murph needs to stop trying to poach me from the job that poached me. If I wanted to be poached twice, I'd join a breakfast buffet, not another job.
It's Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, giving a big congratulations to Murph for managing to keep the stations afloat for 12 whole years. Who knew the guy who couldn't tell a cow from a soundboard would last this long?